KP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Tonight's GOP presidential debate in Detroit could produce some fireworks as Donald Trump's rivals try to take the frontrunner down.
The debate here is the first since Super Tuesday knocked Ben Carson from the race and firmly put Trump in front. For Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, and John Kasich, the task is clear.
Do something to slow him down.
Yet St. Anselm College professor Chris Galdieri notes the ferocious attacks in their last debate did no such thing.
Trump supporters are folks who made up their minds a really long time ago, and they have not proved very susceptible to appeals from the other candidates.
For Trump, it could also be deja vu seeing Fox News Channel's Megyn Kelly on the panel. He tore into her after her questions at a debate last August. Mark Smith, Detroit.
Trump traded punches today with Mitt Romney after the former GOP presidential nominee said Trump is a phony and a fraud.
He's playing the members of the American public for suckers. He gets a free ride to the White House, and all we get is a lousy hat.
Mitt is a failed candidate. He failed.
Political analyst Richard Simiotin reports Marco Rubio will continue attacking Donald Trump.
Trump is winning virtually every day among the Republicans. He leads with a story. He makes controversial comments. And then by doing that, he dictates the agenda for the day. And so Rubio, by doing this, it's a way for him to cut through.
Police say a white North Carolina police officer fatally shot a black man during a struggle when the man pulled a gun from his waistband and reached for the officer's weapon. The manager of a Savannah, Georgia shopping mall says a Craigslist deal that went wrong today resulted in gunfire outside the food court. And police in Manassas, Virginia say two men who fired shots at several cars are believed to be holed up inside a townhouse, possibly with automatic weapons. This is AP Radio News. The weekly job numbers that came out this morning look pretty good.
A few more Americans applied for unemployment last week, but the numbers are low enough to suggest that if you've got a job, you're likely to keep it. Job gains have been solid for the past 3 years, pushing the unemployment rate down to 4.9%. This despite turmoil in the financial markets and weak economies overseas. Overall, the number of Americans collecting unemployment has dropped 6.2% over the past year. Rita Foley, Washington.
The Dow picked up 45 points today as energy stocks surged. The redesigned SAT college entrance exams that debut nationally on Saturday is getting good reviews from some of the students who took it earlier this week. Among the comments, not so tricky, more straightforward, and shorter. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.